Good morning, Kim. It's nice to meet you.
Good morning. Nice to meet you. Thank you, Donna.
Okay, now all I ask from you is no legs crossed. Take a deep breath, hold it for three, let it out. Righty-o. Now, I am seeing pink around you, which is telling me you need to do a bit of healing. Well, I'm actually being told a lot of healing around the heart chakra. Whenever I see that colour, I always recommend getting yourself a rose quartz crystal. It's going to help you. I'm actually hearing you've suffered a lot of loss. I'm getting an older female come through. I feel it's a mother, grandmother figure, and she's telling me she's worried about you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Now, I'm also seeing blue as well. Have you got a brother in spirit?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I am seeing the numeral 6 around him. What does that represent?
That would be his birthday.
Okay. Ready. Oh. Now, he's showing me a C. Did he actually pass from cancer?
Yes, he did.
Okay. Right. He's actually pointing to the throat. Do you know what that means?
Yes.
Okay. Did he lose his voice? Lost his voice?
Yes. Towards the end, yes.
Because he's actually telling me that almost killed him. Did he actually have long hair?
Yes, he did.
Okay. He's a bit of a rocker. He was telling me he was a bit of a rocker, rock and roll, or that type of thing. I keep seeing the numeral 666. Do you know if he was an Iron Maiden fan?
Not too sure about that, but he was into that sort of music.
Okay. Right. Now, he's your younger brother, yes?
Yes.
Okay, because he says big sis. Right. He's also telling me, too, that mum's not coping very well, but she holds a lot inside. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. He's also telling me as well that he was always on the go. I feel as though, he sucked every drop out of life, if that makes sense as well. Now, he's telling me about a book of songs. Do you know what that means, book of songs?
They're re-releasing their album, so it could be that. But he also wrote a lot of music for a lot of bands, the band he was in.
Right. He's also telling me, too, that he was honoured with a tattoo, who got a tattoo, and it's got wings.
Yes. Yes, my son.
Okay, because he's very honoured with that. He wasn't mates with Neil Finn, was he?
I'm not 100% sure, but he was very well known in the music industry. He knew a lot of people in the music industry.
Okay.
That one I'm not too sure.
Okay. Now, he's telling me he's got two children. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, there's either, I see pink and blue, there's either one of each, a boy and a girl, or if there's two girls, one's very boisterous and one's very outgoing. And he keeps telling me about a blonde that is going to go through this book of songs and start piecing them together and playing around with them and rewriting them. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay.
It does.
Just very quickly, he's telling me to tell you that he's kicking up a storm in the spirit world. I actually feel that he's met quite a few famous musos. He's telling me, he's met Jimi Hendrix, he's met Lemmy,
yep.
He's met everyone. He's also telling me, too, that he was very, very patient and loved teaching kids. Loved teaching. Just lastly, he says, please don't be sad. He's always with you and guiding you, and he's showing me and telling me to tell you to look out for the bluebird, that it represents him.
Wow. Yep.
And he's okay. He's okay.
Oh, good.
His memory is going to live forever. It really is. And he wants to say thank you, and he's very proud of you. And he loves you.
How are you going, Kim? How are you going?
Yeah, okay, good now.
Yeah. So, obviously, heavily involved in the music world. I mean, apart from knowing that he's around and that he's okay, what about him meeting all these famous people?
It'd be right up his alley. Quite a few things were actually spot on.
All right, Donna, while Kim has a think about all of the things that have come through from her brother this morning, how can our listeners get a reading with you?
Donna'sDoorway.com.au